Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone. To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just
yo.
To get by. We commute the computer.
We're here. They're not going to shut us down. I refuse. I refuse to, I refuse to be shut down. They're not going to silence us. The only honest voice left in podcasting, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez, international superstar Zach D'Amico. It's a fucking Wednesday show.
Is it Wednesday?
Is it?
Shit. Yeah. I'm all over the place.
I know. You don't have 8 spots per night to sort of keep you regimented.
I'm freaking out.
What are you going to do, Mark? How are you possibly getting off?
I've been making videos. I've been tweeting, writing. It's tough. I'm here. I don't want to be here. This is ground zero. Gas digital, baby.
I know. Were you going to cancel? If we had Skankfest going on, Chen, turn the music down a little bit. It's a little loud, a little distracting. It's fucking a lot. Were you going to come to Skankfest stuff? We still had it going on next week. Let's say it wasn't martial law.
Of course.
You would still come.
Yeah.
I love it. I love how hardcore our comics are. Sure, it's irresponsible and
I feel
dangerous.
Like you wanted TMZ to cover everyone getting sick at Skankfest.
That's not true. I didn't want people
you
to
wanted
get sick.
That press.
It's better than a mass shooting. Is my mic on?
Yeah, it's on. You just got to eat it a little bit. Karen Fian's here. Mark Norman's here. It's going to be a great show. The studio, very empty, very, very eerie to have this little energy at the Gas Digital Studios. But what I'm realizing in this time, we don't really need all these extra producers lying around.
Yeah,
we're
dead
functioning,
weight.
We're moving. I mean, why do we have 18 producers here if we can just do the show as is?
Yeah.
Shannon, we could triple your fucking salary and be saving a lot of money still.
I feel like after a month or so, Bobby and I would burn out.
You guys would burn out?
I think
then we
so.
Just replace you guys.
It's a specific type of personality tries to benefit from a pandemic.
Yeah.
Mm.
I admit it. I'll admit it.
Sure.
Free 30-day trial with the promo code HOME, gasdigitalnetwork.com, guys.
He tries to fix it right
away. Everyone's like, dude, that's so nice of you. I'm like, yeah, you got to fucking put your credit card in.
Yeah.
It's going to roll over.
So
I'm going to keep 30% of those free trials.
Oh, that's yeah.
Yeah.
Views are going up. Everything's going up. People are running out of shit to stream.
Yes. I know. People are consuming pods. Content. Like
hell yeah.
Kids.
Nipples.
Are they out?
Oh, yeah.
This is because I didn't.
Speaking of content.
Am I the only one?
What, Karen? Don't give
Am
me
I
shit.
Only, don't start yet. We're not starting the fight yet.
What, we
I'm not.
Right
I wasn't
now.
Able to post my Karen Go Braless pick yesterday for St. Patrick's Day, so I'm doing it today. It's like a tradition.
Oh, yeah. This is the first time I haven't been hungover after St. Patty's, ever. Yeah,
I just don't care. I bought a bottle of whiskey last night, and I just drank a little bit of whiskey by myself.
Yeah, me too.
You recited some Irish limericks.
Sure.
Such as?
Karen's a stupid whore.
Yeah.
Show yourself to the door. I put my dick in her butt. Her mouth she wouldn't shut.
He doesn't put his dick in my butt. I can't keep his mouth off that thing, though.
Hey, well, you're out of food. You got
to
eat ass.
Shannon, go to the store. I need a lighter. I actually did a fucking limerick just now. Can we give me a little bit of credit for the limerick that
so
I just
long.
Improvised?
Do you want to hear Harrington's response?
Oh, I want to hear it. Oh, because I literally said, Harrington, bring me a lighter. And if he didn't bring me a lighter, I think
I
he's
have
fired.
A lighter. I've had one the whole time. You never said I need a lighter. You literally not once said
Karen's
I need a lighter.
Karen's a goddess.
Use the stove.
Now I'm still going to make him come, though.
Okay. So he said, it's 11 a.m. We don't have a show for hours.
Mm.
And then also, I think Frank left lighters in the cabinet.
He's
no
fired.
Lighters. No lighters
fire
in the
him.
Cabinet.
Fire
tell
him.
Tell him if he does not bring a lighter to the show right now that he is not, he's no longer producing shows at Cast Digital at all.
Yeah, we're going to pin you down and give you corona.
I want to show you my fucking power right now. Are we under martial law yet? What's going on? I have no idea. I don't really know. I've been trying to stay offline as much as possible, which is really difficult.
Yeah, are you going to leave the city? A lot of people are just fleeing.
I don't know, man.
Where would I go? To my parents' place?
Well, the other thing, it sucks more off the island.
You think?
Yeah.
I
don't want to get my parents sick if I can help it.
I'd rather die than have to go hang out in Rockland County.
Yeah. You got a mall?
Mall's all closed, right? Is that mall open or closed? Oh, I have no idea. Shannon, find out if the Palisades Center Mall is open, because if it's open, I got to be honest with you, solid mall.
Good mall. Big solid mall. Mall.
Fucking huge mall. That was actually the one that opened the third largest mall in the country. Mm. It was our claim to fame. Mm-hmm. Put the Nanuet Mall out of business. And I worked at that mall in high school. Hot topic.
You?
Little known fact.
Wow. Big J was jealous.
No, he really was.
It appears to be open. They just have like a changed hours. Yeah. 11 to 7 p.m., but it says they're open.
That's solid. You can hang out all day.
I would assume it's just a few stores are open, though, and it's mostly dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't think you could force your employees to come in right now. I mean, you probably can, right?
Yeah, well, shout out to...
They're still laying people off, yeah. I mean, they're putting people on furlough. People are losing their jobs.
Delivery drivers and all those guys. Tip. Killing it. Tip big.
I'm tipping huge.
Yeah.
Just the tip.
I'm not. I'm actually not tipping at all. I'm reversing charges with my bank. everything I buy right now, we got to hoard money.
You're claiming fraud.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? I just realized this whole pandemic. Can we look at some silver lining right now? I realized.
Did anybody else think he had something queued up just then?
No.
yeah.
I'm the only
waiting
one.
For another limerick.
You can wash your hands. You don't have to wash your hands after you pee anymore. You can simply
rub
pee on your hands.
No, use hand sanitizer.
Ah.
The amount of time I spend washing my fucking hands is crazy.
Really? I still haven't started. I really haven't. I got to get on that.
They said, because here's what they say, right? Because I read a thing. It was like, all right, if you have hand sanitizer, that's the number one thing you could do, right? And then if not, wash your hands for 20 seconds with warm water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't have soap or hand sanitizer, it's like 40% alcohol, whatever. But the point is, the number one fucking way to kill bacteria is by using hand sanitizer. Shannon, you're saying no.
No, I think it's washing your hands.
Of course it is.
No!
Hand sanitizer is just rubbing the urine deeper into your gross skin.
I didn't wash my hands after I peed. No. I just hand sanitized it. Being like, I didn't even dry.
That doesn't do anything.
Dried into the air.
Hand sanitizer is for bacteria. Viruses is for washing hands.
Bacteria is a virus.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not. It's a different thing.
Here we go.
Experts say washing with soap and water is the first choice, especially if you have visible dirt on your hands. Yeah, obviously dirt. Hand sanitizer is great, and it's more effective at eliminating germs because it kills them rather than just removing them. Okay, so here's
bacteria.
What I'm
saying.
James is going to come out of this 2 weeks of Teen Wolf. He's going to be eating his own shit.
Listen,
he's going to be full on retarded.
Did you not see Teen Wolf? Is that what you think the plot of the movie was?
I just
the full moon, he just starts eating his shit.
No basketball at all.
Nothing, dude.
Eating diapers.
What the fuck is going on with this wolf?
Karen was in the porn parody of Teen Wolf. Doesn't understand.
You have no idea what happened.
I read the script. It was good.
He's just rummaging through a toilet.
I was chubby in it.
Yeah. So if you have a lighter. All right, Shannon, I also need an ashtray, and Harrington better be bringing a fucking lighter.
He is on his way. He said he's on 4th and B, but he also said, I can. That's great news to the not being able to produce shows this week.
Mm.
He's fired. That's what it means. He's fired.
He's coming.
I need an ashtray also, Shannon. I'll let Harrington fucking co-produce. If he's coming in anyway, he's bringing in the virus from the outside.
You got that right. Whatever you do, don't watch the top 10 worst pandemics on YouTube. Terrifying.
I bet you they make me feel better because this one's not going to be as bad. One person got coronavirus in China yesterday. China is a disgusting country.
But they're doing better. They've gone down.
Well, only one means. Person only yesterday. One.
Yeah.
Just one. Point. That's it.
And how'd they
shut
do
down,
it?
Well, they shut down all those temporary hospitals that sprung up, too. As fast as it came, it went. Here's my thing. We're doing it different because they got it fast and hard and a shit ton of people died and now it's over. We're trying to flatten this curve thing so that our healthcare system doesn't get overwhelmed. But that means we're just going to keep getting sick. Like, I don't know. It's just going to make it stretch out, I think, longer. Mm. Or a bunch of pussies are just going to, like, be held up in their room kind of sick for a little while. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not really afraid of a chest cold. Like, I've gotten them before.
The flu is more deadly.
I think I've gotten the flu before, too. Like, I work out through colds. Like,
whatever it is, fine. If the answer is to, you know, disassociate, I feel like fine. Fine. Let's do that. Let's not be on each other's shit.
Disassociate is different than social distancing.
Social distancing, whatever. Social disassociation, okay? Whatever.
No.
Okay, don't make eye contact
with me. No,
yeah,
no, no.
I can do that.
Disassociate means you go into your head and act like a lunatic.
Yeah. There he is, Mr. Corona.
What are those?
Hell yeah, facts? Dude.
COVID-19 himself.
I appreciate his fucking hustle. I appreciate his hustle.
I don't appreciate
his
glasses.
He knew I was here.
Yikes. He's doing your glasses.
Yeah, I know. I gave him up. It's over.
Thank God.
Harrington, thank you very much for showing that you cared.
You made it.
Now, I found out in the process that Karen had a lighter, but now that you're here.
You got some boils on your neck there.
Ew, you got boils?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. No, I'm joking.
Mark. Boils.
Everyone would have believed you.
Who just out a boil?
Oh, it's a headphone.
So,
sorry.
Yeah, why don't you help Shannon? She needs a little bit of help. She's freaking out in there. Wants you here.
Do I?
You just smoke in the studio now?
Yeah.
I can. I'm the owner.
It's a pandemic. Get out of here.
It's a pandemic. It's fine, dude. How many shows are in here today?
Do you guys think that?
Who else is in?
Me and SDR.
Oh, wait, SDR. Ralph is coming in today, stupid bitch.
Tonight.
I thought they were doing during the day.
No.
This is good pod.
Do you think that after this, people will be more likely to vote pandemocrat?
Ooh, somebody's been sitting on that one
for like 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Solid joke right there, Karen. Karen's on the board. Can you give her a point? From now on, we're keeping points for who has jokes.
No, Mark, autistic Mark is here.
Gessle Snakes are one.
What is it?
Gessle Snakes. Because it's based off of my rattlesnake. I say hilarious jokes all the time. Like,
oh, nice.
So, and then if a guest says a good one, I give him a Gessle Snake. And then Zach gets his own, too. So you get a point for a snake.
Is Zach a snake though? You're more of a manatee or some kind of. I mean, snake is a
manatee. I would say more like a whale-a-tee.
All right.
Or a snake that ate a larger animal.
Yeah, you got like a buck in you or something.
Nobody's giving me credit for whale-a-tee. I'm giving myself credit.
Whale-a-tee doesn't even make sense.
It's so stupid.
Instead of a man, he's not a man. He's a whale-a-tee. Manatee, whale-a-tee.
I would have preferred woman-a-tee.
Fuck it. You know what?
I would prefer ordering a tea from my website. Connor.
I'm on the board for 3 points, Shannon.
What the All fuck? Right. I knew you were going to be like this.
What?
3 points?
Shannon, I have 3 points. Karen has one. We got fucking donuts for Zach and Mark Norman right now.
Ooh, we got donuts?
Zach's like, what? Yeah,
Dunkin' Donuts, you order on the app and then you pick it up in the store. They're like limiting lines.
Mm. Yeah, my Starbucks was fucking closed today.
Yeah, mine too.
They shut it down. Shut her down.
Good. Some dumb fat bitch was in Starbucks the other day. She was using a guy's drink as a tutorial for the other Starbucks employees. So you don't have one person breathing on it. You have three. She's like, oh, look, I'm doing this. I'm like, is this really the time for this?
Not the time to teach.
You dumbass.
Do you think they should be shutting everything down, though? Do you think that it should be government mandated? So let's say you have a restaurant. The Stand opens their doors. Should they arrest the owners of The Stand if they threw a comedy show tonight?
That's a good question.
I guess so, because then everyone would do it.
Right.
And then it would be mayhem.
But would it be?
Well, I think it's the whole 10 or less. Would you do a crowd with 10 or less? Would you do a show?
The only reason I wouldn't do a show right now, the only fucking reason at all, it's not because I'm afraid of getting coronavirus or I'm buying the hype. It's just simply because I feel like the negative outweighs the positive. So making a couple people laugh is fine. But then I have other legitimate fans of mine who are afraid and they're being reactive. And they're going to go like, dude, what are you doing? You're putting people at risk. And that perception, it's very controlling of us. So the point of all this is, like, I don't like the fact that we're about to enter martial law. We're about to be told if we leave our houses, they can fucking lock us up in a cell. I don't give a shit. I don't care how many fucking dead people there are in the world. I don't think that there's anything worth that. I don't think there's any giving the government that much control over our lives, over our business, crashing the economy, telling us that we can't fucking move around freely. That is not worth it. And I know that people are dying and it's very sad. I have an 82-year-old aunt with diabetes. I'm telling you right now, to live in that fucking world where my son cannot fucking live his fucking dreams, move around freely. The government can lock you up for leaving your fucking doors. Sorry. Goodbye, Aunt Amory. I apologize. I love you to death.
She had a good run.
She had a great run. Mm. She would have ran a little more. Maybe she lived till 90.
Oh,
America Stay runs on shape. Duncan. hold on. Yeah. The scary thing is like, we can't do, we're all comics, we're all creative, we all need an outlet. But in these pandemic times, recession, depression, war, two things always go up. Alcohol and entertainment. And this is the first time where entertainment can't move.
Yep.
It's scary. Usually we go up in these horrible times.
Isn't it funny to watch but it's comedy going up clubs in a right different now?
Way. It's is going it? Up via content creators and like
I hope you're right.
Stand-up like is suffering and live entertainment.
Live
but live entertainment
like
was
school,
sort of the last bastion of fucking real freedom, right? So when you talk about this,
yes.
you talk about like being able to say what you want. We're all being put into certain like boxes now, like even with the internet, right? So we're like, well, now we have podcasting. Well, what happens in a couple of years when they say on iTunes you can't say certain words anymore?
Mm-hmm.
They will do that. Guaranteed, 100%. 100%. You don't think that they're going to use algorithms to comb through the shit on iTunes, and when you say nigger or faggot or whatever, they're going to flag it and take it down as hate speech?
Well, there goes this episode.
Yep, goodbye.
Right.
You know, we're going to title this episode Nigger Faggot. So it can be pretty easy to find. I'm going to be honest with you. But that we are on our way to that. So now you don't have, I used to always say, well, you know what? We'll have the fucking live show. We'll have an opportunity to come together in clubs and fucking put a sign on the door that says, don't come if you get offended. But dude, guess what? Now, anytime there's some sort of pandemic threat, they can shut this down. We get one every 2 years. Mm-hmm. We get a pandemic threat every 2 years. Now, nothing ever happened with Zika or Ebola or fucking H1N1 or any of these, right? Bird flu, swine flu. It never got crazy. But now we know, like, oh, well, you know, look the way we handled it. Every single time one of these things comes up every couple of years, we are going to crash the economy. We're going to shut people down. We're going to make people live how we want them to live. And it's going to be, I don't think it's worth it. I know there's 4,000 people that died in China. I feel very bad. I know that they have families. I'm not being insensitive. Those people were on their fucking way out. Mm. They were. 99% of these people were on their fucking way out.
Elderly
they're
or
very
sick.
Old and they're sick. Okay. And I got to be honest with you. You have to sort of look at like what's worth it. At what point is it worth it to completely crash everything? Crash right. the economy. Do you know how many fucking people are losing everything right now? Absolutely yeah. losing everything.
Businesses crumbling.
I just don't know.
Kamala Harris wants to give them $500 a month.
Who?
That's psychotic
was her,
too.
That was her. And Bernie says $2,000, which is a little closer.
No, it's all psychotic. Don't give people any money. Give people an opportunity to fucking grow and figure out how to get on their feet. Don't take everything away from them and then be like, please, government, please give me my rations.
Yeah.
This is fucking psychotic. Who but wants to be in a world where, I mean, I don't want $1,000 from the fucking government.
You know
fuck you, dude. Same. Don't take away my ability to make money.
But
figure out a way that we can all be safe, flatten the curve, educate people in a way, or at the very least, if you're going to create policy, don't fucking destroy the fucking economy. Don't destroy people's abilities to create and make money. Figure out a way to do it in spite of all that.
But what you were saying before and like how you're feeling it, like the stigma, the perception, that's like the strongest thing, I think. The numbers being fed out. There was a lady talking today. She's like, this is all from the CDC and blah, blah, blah. 2.2 million people projected to die if we don't do anything. 1.2 if we do or whatever. They're big, scary numbers. And it's everybody who's online saying like, you're going out. You're doing this. Doing that. If like you feel this like shroud of like guilt.
Shame.
Yeah.
People will shame you now. And I'm just like.
Which I get. You see Florida? Florida's out on the beach in hundreds.
They should go. That's blow
it's
up that whole part of this country. Light
it's
it
irresponsible,
on fire.
But I
you see what
be
the governor was like? We should give first responders COVID. They're like, we should give them the coronavirus because you bounce back from it and then they'll be fine. That was his idea. Yeah, but just like, but that's so stupid. Take them out of commission for 2 weeks so they can't work. They'll be sick. I don't get that notion.
I don't know any of it. Look, here's the truth, okay?
here's the truth. Lewis knows.
I know it all, okay?
But you might be right, but it's not going to go that way.
No, it's not going to go that way.
But you know what the government should be doing? They're doing all this fear-mongering. These people are dying. These people are dying. Show us all the people getting better. Show us Tom Hanks living large and, you know, feeling good. He's 71 years old or whatever, 65. He's doing fine. Idris Elba's doing fine. Let's look at a little of that.
That's the majority, the absolute vast majority of people. If this one, like, well, you could be asymptomatic. Like, okay, cool. What are you talking about? So I catch the flu every winter and I'm asymptomatic. Who fuck you? I don't know what you want me to say. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's just sort of like, it's this fake sort of thing that's not real. And I'm not saying I know the answers, but these people don't know the answers either. And I don't think that the answers are fucking giving up our freedoms. I don't think that that's the right way to do it.
I don't think New York will ever really be shut all the way down. I don't think they
can't.
I don't think they're going to
do
it.
It's too stubborn.
I think it would be cool if they froze rent for a month. I know
that'd
you're
be
not,
nice.
You're not into handouts.
There's Larry Sharp, who records his podcast here, is great. He was a former presidential candidate.
You cut her off. She was in the middle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry,
I don't remember it now.
High now.
Yeah.
Well, he actually did. He put out a great video on it, and he had a great idea, which was he said, for like 3 to 6 months, just suspend all banking payments. So meaning that there's no rent, there's no mortgage. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
that'd
be like, great.
So your landlords don't have to pay their mortgage. You don't have to pay your rent. It's essentially just a reset for 3 months to let everyone sort of let us clear the air.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
That's a handout.
That's not a handout. That's
it's
a
not a
cut.
Handout. It's everybody. It's even playing field.
Right.
Right? So instead of everyone freaking,
but
and then
who do you
we're
think
here,
is
well,
paying
on,
for
but
that?
Let me tell you, nobody's paying for it. Essentially,
the government is going to have to pay the housing people to their rent. Like they're going to have to pay. That's coming from us. In
no,
a
no,
way.
They don't have to. We're
Where's
saying
the money
that
coming from?
Our landlord doesn't have to pay mortgages. Nobody has to pay. But nobody. Everything is suspended. All bank payments are suspended. I thought this was a really good idea.
Yeah.
And it essentially gives everyone a moment to reset. If you lose your job, it sucks. Obviously, but it gives you an opportunity to get back on your feet and figure it out. It's not giving people a couple thousand dollars a month or $500 a month,
no.
Which is literally the fucking worst idea.
They'll you spy need to give, TVs and shit.
You need to give people you need to give people the opportunity to figure it out. It's very true. It's very he actually made that point. He said when people win the lottery, they don't fucking go and use the money responsibly.
No.
They're poor again in 2 years.
And they always get depressed and it's worse. It hobbles people. They're like, fuck it. It's a free shit. They don't have to work for anything.
Yeah, I thought it was a great thing. So look, I don't want to spend every show just talking about coronavirus nonstop.
It's in the air.
It's never ending.
I know. Do you think we'll get out of this?
That's a great joke because it
you
passes.
She got it. Do you think we'll look back on this in September and go, "Woo, that was fun." Huh? Crazy.
I hope so. Are we going to fucking move Skankfest again? Oh, if I got to move Skankfest one more time.
This will definitely be like a thing. This might be what our generation is known for, more or less.
Totally, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
And then like we'll probably like in 20, 30 years, like people will watch videos of like these empty sporting events or like these empty concerts and be like, wasn't that the fucking craziest?
Yeah, I'd kill for another 9/11. Give me 9/11. At least that ended.
Yesterday walking around felt 9/11-y.
Oh really?
But I think 9/11 almost people were like more willing to help each other.
Yeah.
Now everybody's looking at each other fucking with
you
side
have
eyes.
Yeah.
I always walk around with the inner monologue of like, get the fuck away from me. Like,
well, that's normal.
If I don't know, you know what I mean? So that's always there. Like, now it's like...
It is nice to not have people like up on you.
Yeah,
like a guy was about to catcall, like say some, like a stranger on the street. I'm like, wow.
Good for you,
you
sir.
You must be fucking
good for
horny.
Him.
Well, that's why if you go to Harlem, people are just... out.
They're out. They're acting normal.
And by the way, I bet you we don't see spikes in the hood. I bet you we don't.
Yeah,
I bet you there's going to be no difference. Because it's fucking not real.
It's hitting the elite, though. Idris, Tom Hanks, NBA.
Yes, because those are the people that... They're also the people that have tranny babies. They wear this shit as a badge of pride, right? So it's a part of this, like... It's very true. It's very true.
But yeah, like in the hood, they'll just be like, I don't know, is this it? Like they
I got emphysema, nigga. Pass that blunt.
They
don't give a shit.
We're going to see a spike in babies named Pandemic.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, in the 1800s, hay fever only hit the rich people because they never fucked with hay.
Right.
But all the poor peasants were fucking moving hay all day and they never got it.
What, syphilis too? Only like the royals got it. They were the ones spreading
it. But it's also, this is very much a white...
So Karen has all those facts memorized.
Yeah.
I mean, some people think it's a sign of royal.
Zach, it's like a royale.
It's a
royal with cheese.
That was just decent.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think you're seeing as much in the hood. My supermarket, I can still find stuff. I can still find, like, the shelves aren't completely.
What are you looking for?
I mean, anything I want. I and then also in like bodegas.
There was a line down the block. People are, it's so bizarre.
Because these are white people that are idiots.
Yeah.
These are fucking dumbass white people that are going like, oh my God. Like, it's all like, it's like, it's self-fulfilling.
It's fun to worry. It's fun to have a big fear. It gives you something to do.
It also, sure. It's people that don't have anything to fucking really worry about. The
exactly.
reason people in the hood aren't freaking out is because they have to fucking, they're actually worrying about paying rent because they don't have a job. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with fucking
they
the
get
pandemic.
All their groceries on the first day of the month.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
fruit drink is out.
Right.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I don't see it happening. And we'll see. I'm going to go to the supermarket again today. But once again, it's working because I'm still doing that. I'm going to the supermarket. I'm buying extra things.
And it's funny. You see guys like doing work on the sidewalk. You see guys moving shit. You see guys hauling groceries, like boxes. They're all still working.
Yeah.
All the honkies are, you know, hunkering down.
Yeah, I would love to see the racial breakdown of people that
I would
have
love
it.
That. We do racial breakdown for everything. Why not this?
Yeah, that's
black
true.
People voted for Bernie. White people voted for this. Like, let's see it on the Corona.
Right. Yeah.
I would love to see it, but they don't show you those numbers. They don't show you the fact that it's 80-year-old people that are dying. 50% of the people that are dying are over 80. The other 48% are over 60. And then 2% are people that are younger than that have like existing health conditions.
Yeah. Either way, Pornhub is being very charitable.
They
gave
doing?
Free porn to Italy and France because they're locked down.
It's also bullshit. I don't buy any of that stuff.
What?
Right? So, yeah.
I don't buy it either. I use the
samples. Everyone's writing articles on it, and it's just free marketing for them. And they go like, "Oh, cool! What? How many subscribers do we really have in Italy?"
Of course.
So it's just I don't like. Somebody posted a thing. Some chick on Twitter was like, she posted I guess a business was like 10% off all sandwiches. This like deli in Brooklyn. And they're like, look at this. This is how every business should be reacting. I'm going, they set the prices. It's just a fake number. Their sandwich is it's worth $8 because they say it's $8. Exactly. That's what it is. So it's not.
It's smart of them.
Of course, I'm not hating. I appreciate the hustle, but I don't appreciate the fucking goodwill and the fucking humanity of it all.
That's the thing. Like, everybody's all wrapped up in, like, how good of a person can I seem like during this? I'm doing, like, everything right. It's like,
Did you guys see Nicole Amy Schreiber's Twitter video?
That affected me though, because I feel bad for her. Like, I watched the stories with her and her dad. Like, that's sad. Bad. It's really sad.
What happened? I saw her post a dildo.
She also like walked her dog in a really funny, cute outfit and posted it. She's funny.
I think Nicole's very funny, but
I might be like that. Like, I don't know. Like, my dad has diabetes. Like, my mom's a lifelong smoker.
What happened? Give me a all right. So play taste.
Play her video.
You guys are talking about it. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Neither do people at home.
I don't know. Well, yeah.
She posted. She was a little hysterical, and she posted a video.
You might feel like this.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't want to see this.
Let's see.
Sorry. Hold on 1 second.
We shouldn't be playing this. This is awkward.
Give me 1 second.
Well, I guess you did put it online.
No, this one, hold on. Let me say it. Let me pause for a second.
Two retweets? That's nothing.
Nobody even cares.
He's going to pick up the hysteria.
Cry harder.
Yeah.
Get some boogers on the screen.
My dad is in a nursing home. He is a sitting duck.
Oh, he God, can die. I can't watch this
if
shit.
Somebody, one of the nurses from his building decides to go out and then come in and bring the virus in, everyone in his nursing home will die.
Please, all right. We got it. Shannon! Kevin!
I am begging you.
Anyone else hard?
I'm trying to get home to LA. I can't go home to Michigan. This is so fucking serious. I do not want my dad to die.
I'm uncomfortable.
There are people who are.
She had to make the decision. What filter do I look saddest to?
Protect the elders.
Good point.
Stop it. Stop it.
All right, we got it.
All right, let me say this. Okay, look, I'm.
Great comic.
She's a hilarious comic,
super funny.
And super cool chick.
Love Great Nicole. Gal.
She did put that out there, though. I mean, it's not, I'm not just. You
well,
know.
We're all reachy. We all need a connection. We're all gay.
If
I don't
her
know.
Dad doesn't fucking make it, you better erase this.
What?
I don't know. It was
I
just
wish
what
she
if
had
that
the dog
weigh
ears
on you?
And nose.
The halo. Yeah. Oh boy.
This is what my dad will be.
Oh, you got the wacky eyes. Yeah.
So uncomfortable.
Feel better, Nicole.
Look, but this is the level of fucking hysteria we're dealing with. I mean, normally somewhat of a rational society.
Yeah.
People are like fucking losing
Devin Soya is pissed. Devin Soya.
Who?
I get a lot of my news from.
Devin Soya from fucking.
He's a child actor, but.
From fucking. Idle Hands.
But also.
Idle Hands
with Jessica Alba.
Oh.
And her heyday.
I give her a little corona.
But he's like tweeting. He's like, hey, for everybody giving me shit for going to a store, a non-essential store. He's like, it was my daughter's birthday. We canceled the party. Amazon isn't sending her gifts. Like, we're not having anything. I went to get my daughter a present. Like, also, go fuck yourselves.
Hell yeah.
This is your hero.
So he's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. So one might feel he's real.
He's a real ass dude. Not only for saying that, but he got to deeply kiss Jessica Alba in her fucking prime, dude.
Pull it up.
Yeah.
Give it a goog.
Prime.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that.
Me too.
Imagine that young Alba snatch.
Dude, her ass. She was like in her underwear at one point. They like tied her up and like in her ass. I mean, I jerked off many a times to that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That was like prime jerk days.
I used to jerk it to music videos. That's how desperate I was.
There it is. Yes.
Oh, look at that.
That's also what makes me come.
Wow, the cans are hitting
this is
the ceiling.
The Offspring video made from it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
She was fucking crazy. Dude.
How
when
old
she
is
came
she?
Out, when Jessica Alba, when the Jessica Alba 1 came out.
He's not even she's leaning into it more than him.
Oh my God, what a faggot he was. I would have literally pulled my dick out and started masturbating. I would have given up my career right
Jesus.
Then and there. Shut up.
That's not,
Karen.
You can't do that.
You know how hot she is? Look how fucking hot Jessica. Go back to how hot she was. You know what the first movie I ever saw her in was?
Oh!
That was it right there. I jerked off to that deep and hard.
He was checking the cheeks.
Like, I helped. Fuck, she's so hot. I can jerk off to that now.
Same. I'm hard.
Right now.
Nicole Amy.
I know. How did we get here?
I don't know. But that's what's great about this show. We'll go anywhere.
Wow. I mean, come on now.
That was something. Then we got to see Karen after that.
Jeez. Yeah.
Drop off.
What a fucking monster.
I'm joking. Great clavicle.
Thank you.
Shit. So, listen. You, I don't know. What was the other? What was the first movie she was in? It was Never Been Kissed.
No,
that was
Drew Barrymore.
No, it was the first movie Jessica Alba was in. She was just one of the nameless hot girls.
Ah.
One of the three hot girls in the back. I saw it.
That was before Never Been Kissed.
Nope.
Her.
Camp Nowhere was her first movie. Didn't see that.
That flopped.
No, I don't.
Go to her fucking IMDb. See how
her
early.
Her in Sin City is ridiculous.
Oh, stripper.
Her and she was in that movie with Paul Walker where there are divers and there's like a scene where like she's just in a bikini.
Oh yeah,
movie.
It's like blue fucking water tits or something.
Yeah, it's definitely blue water tits.
Blue water tits.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Go to the beginning of her career.
He was good.
Mark, he got coronavirus.
Very
handsome. Go to the beginning of her career. I want to see the very beginning, Shannon. All right, so the first. Oh. All right, slow the fuck down, Shannon.
Must be nice just get hired because you're good looking.
Yeah, Camp Nowhere, The Secret World of Alex Mack. Oh, she was a child actress.
She was.
How old was she then?
Oh, God, now you're going to get gross.
Whatever. How old was she then? I'm just asking.
Yeah, what's the birth date?
Jesus.
Give that a goog. And she's got an interesting look.
She's 38 now.
She's 38. She's my age. Wow.
So you're all right to jerk to her, no matter what age.
No matter what.
You match up.
So when was she in Never Been Kissed?
That's not true, Mark.
Oh, really?
No,
wow, hold on.
Lewis
okay,
watches
so
watches a video of Jessica Alba when she's 12. It's weird.
Now?
Yeah.
No.
It's weird.
You think so?
I did the same research.
Give me a lighter.
Where'd my lighter go?
What are you doing? Stop looking up children, Mark. You fucking right. Sick fuck.
I can't help it.
No, but I was thinking about that concept recently, too. Like, is it?
I got the Epstein app.
All right. Put your locator on.
Thank God you can't see corona, or else people just be getting shot in the street like zombies.
Yeah. I wonder if that's going to happen though.
Eventually.
What a level of privilege like these celebrities are. Those like I have corona. Let me come out. It's like if I had coronavirus, I would hide it from everybody. I
of course,
know. I wouldn't fucking tell
would
a soul.
That's a great point.
Nobody would know.
No,
I would live my life like normal.
Do you know what they're instructing you to do with people with corona? Like if you find out that they have it, yeah, just put them in their room and lock them in there and don't interact with them for as long as
it's like gay guys in the 40s. Just put them in a camp.
Put them away.
Say a prayer.
Put them in their garage. They won't interact with you or your family or your kids. I mean, that's what a lot of doctors are doing right now. I mean, I read that. Like,
so, by the way, I'm not my aunt, who's fucking old and diabetic and has
corona.
What was the other disease I made up?
Herpes.
Hypertension.
That's it.
She's hyper herpes.
She's hyper herpes.
We've all had herpes tension. You go, should I have it? Is that a wart? We've all had that. But here's the thing. If you had it, even if we got out of this and there was a cure and a vaccine, every guy who followed you at a mic would go, now I'm going to get it. Oh, Lysol, yeah. This shit. It would be a running gag and you'd kill yourself.
Luckily, I rarely get booked. So there we go. Thank you to everyone out there that doesn't work me. Also, I love every comedy club now is like, they're going, we don't know what to do. So what we're going to do is we're going to take some comedians. We're going to put them at a table with some microphones. And we're just going to let them talk.
Yeah.
It's called a podcast, you fucking assholes. We've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
Comedy clubs really think they're onto something new. Like, we're going to stream comedians talking.
Yeah.
Beat it. Stay in your fucking lane, you faggot fucking comedy clubs.
It's either that or
this will get him on your side.
I don't care. I'm going to open my own comedy club and dominate all of them.
It's either that or we're going to do a live
every
stream.
One of them. Just understand that I will fucking come out on top.
Yeah. Well, the sewer rats will climb through. They're the ones that keep going.
Wherever you go, there you are.
The apocalypse.
Right. The cockroaches.
Share.
Wherever you go, there you are. This is what I'm saying. The shit is hit the fan for everybody. So you can sit there and go like, oh my God, what was me? Please, government, give me a handout. Please help me. Or you can say, okay, it's sort of an even slate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it sucks for everyone right now.
Good point.
So where did you get where you're at right now? Did you succeed and get to a certain place? Then you can do it again. You're right there. It's still you. It's still the fucking same society. And to be honest with you, this sort of fucking takes some of the weak people down that got some lucky breaks.
Ooh.
So it's a good thing. Because I don't get a fucking single lucky break. So I've just been hustling my fucking ass off my whole life.
Right.
So nothing is going to fucking stop me. Also, my dad was stabbed to death when I was 4. My mom killed herself with heroin. This just doesn't fucking matter that much to me.
Interesting.
This just is not that big of a deal. I got real fucking problems. I got real pain. I can't sit here and freak out over some invisible bacteria that kills, at the worst case scenario, 1% of the people that get it.
If I didn't have parents, I would feel similar to you. It's like different when you have
parents. I love my Aunt Emery more than I love my mom and my dad put together by 10 times. My Aunt Emery had a health issue recently where her face, we thought she was having a stroke. She actually had like some sort of like weird bacterial infection or whatever, but her face was like starting to like droop on one side.
Stop working her.
I hysterically cried. I mean, it was like, it broke my fucking heart. I never even realized how much I love my aunt and how much she means to me until I realized that she could die. But let's get real. Okay, this is just the harsh
reality. Aunts are different than moms and dads.
No, she's better than your mom.
She's not better than my mom.
My aunt is better than your mom. I've met your mom.
She's better than your mom. She's not collectively everyone's mom.
I walked your mom down the aisle. My aunt's better than both your moms put together. I've met your moms. Your moms aren't good.
My mom is so good.
Your moms aren't good.
My mom's fucking awesome.
You just told me your mom is fucking
crazy.
What, please?
What did I say? Which one?
Which one?
She's had
syphilis.
No.
What did she have?
My mom had shingles.
Whoa! Gross.
Ew! What a whore. What a dirty slut your mom is.
Shingles.
It's from a poor immune system. It's from like a weakened immune system.
Yeah, and dirty dick.
Listen, she still looks good.
Shingles sounds like a bad clown. Shingles the clown.
You guys are fucked up. I don't know. I guess, yeah, like, I just...
Can we get your aunt on the podcast?
Sorry for loving my family.
We can get my aunt on the phone right now. Call my sister. See if my aunt will get on the horn.
Get the Aunt Emery on the horn. I want to hear that droopy face.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I'm really sad. I'm going to get this disease.
Oh, boy.
Real quick, actually, let's get some plugs out of the way. I mean, we have nothing to
plug. To what?
What? What?
What do you think of these live streams that podcasters
do?
I
hate them.
I hate them too.
I hate
the comedy club.
I hate
it's
them.
Weird.
It's weird.
Or they're doing stand up to
no one.
You need the audience.
Of course you do. Or it's not stand up. I don't understand. Like, why would you want to, as a comedian, make yourself cranky? That was
They give you $8.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was like watching Yamanika do a TED talk. It was fucking...
It's just like, ooh. No, it's not the moment. You're not something.
No,
that's creating that intimacy, that same thing. It's not the same.
It's actually bad. It's bad for comedy.
It's
bad for comedians.
Really
bad for jokes. What are the
problem?
And it's fine. They're trying to be creative, but it's not.
Make a video, edit it. People are used to consuming certain things that they find funny.
Yeah, you understand exactly. That's actually a great point. It's like, You're not doing anybody any favors.
I'll take it from here. I'm just.
I got it. She said it okay. I'll articulate it in a better, more exciting way.
There you go.
Plugs. Mark.
Oh, I got a podcast, Tuesdays with Stories. We're putting out tons of Patreon, tons of queefs, tons of extra bonus shit just to keep the fans satisfied. Go to my website. I got merch up there. Help out the comics. We're all screwed. We're all fucked. If this isn't going to come around, we're going to have to become, I don't know, we might have to go like do house calls for like kids with AIDS. Who knows?
They love to laugh.
Yeah. So, yeah, help us out. MarkNormanComedy.com. Tuesdays with Stories. Praise Allah.
Karen Finn.
Follow me on Instagram, I guess. Yeah, I'm in an okay position. I'm not freaking out right now, but I think I will soon.
From now on, the way we're going to do plugs is I want your plugs then emotional state. Right after you say what's going on.
I just started it.
I'm climbing the walls.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight, comics, watcher, movies. And I banked 3 of those, so no matter what, you got another 3 weeks of that. And I'm a little sleepy, a little hungry.
What?
Sorry, Daddy. Kern?
The manatee.
The whale-a-tee. Come on, everyone. That's a good one.
That's his shirt size.
Yeah. All right. Couple things, guys. Couple things. Numero uno. Obviously, Skankfest has been postponed. Yo Kratom presents Skankfest, happening September 24th through 27th now in Houston, Texas. It will be the greatest weekend of your fucking lives. I'd say 90% of the comics that we have already reconfirmed for the new dates. So
I have to figure out how to switch my flights.
taking good luck with flights.
Karen, I'm in the middle of my plugs. Can you please stop with your emotional state? You already stopped.
It's bleeding
in. You did your emotional state. It's my turn now. Thank you. Me and Kurt Metzger, our tour right now is still happening. We haven't canceled any of these other dates just yet. Punchline, Sacramento. We're going to be in San Francisco, Boston, Vegas, Phoenix, Arizona, and more all throughout April, May, June. And more dates coming up as well. Me and Zach, that looks like it's going to be postponed until the fall as well. I just found out Mayu's Comedy Festival got postponed, which if my festival was at the end of May, I wouldn't postpone just yet.
You're the bravest man in the world!
I really am. Thank you. yeah, guys, also check out the other podcasts here on the Gas Digital Network, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, Zach Migo's Midnight Spook Show, we got Shannon's The Thing Is, Ding, Jamie Joseph from Hatebreed, Tommy Dreamer, Godfrey, fucking SDR Show. We have 20-some-odd amazing podcasts here on the network, 9,000 hours of live streaming content available at your fingertips anytime you want it. Use the promo code RAP, get a 14-day free trial, get access to this show with pre-release, uncensored, ad-free, and many other member benefits. Go do that right now. Support these great podcast networks that are out there putting out incredible content. The best way you can do that is just subscribing at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Also go to our iTunes right now, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review, subscribe on YouTube. One reviewer every month, whether it's good or bad, we give away a free piece of merch. Holy shit.
Woo! Wow.
Don't give a fuck, doggy.
I want merch. I never get merch.
Let's do it.
The one good thing is though, we're complaining a lot less about, you know, it's ableist, or this is a person of color, or I'm a gender reveal, I'm asexual. We're doing a lot less bitching.
It's weird because
I saw a post that was pretty funny. There was somebody's mad that they couldn't get their boob operation, like a transgendered.
I think
they're a comic. I could be wrong though. They're like comic, like affiliated or whatever. Mm. But they were like, "Oh, my boob surgery got canceled. I'm really frustrated. I'm really disappointed."
It's fucking canceled. It's the hospitals are jammed. What do you
want? That's what I'm wondering. Like, and a lot of these.
I don't think that's true, though. I don't think that the hospital. That's why she can get a boob job. That boob surgeon isn't bringing people into Shannon. What? Well, the queen of fucking old tit policy.
Yeah, that's right. They're canceling all elective surgery.
Go ahead, Shannon. Yeah. Go ahead. Can you pull up the old tit bill of rights?
What? Shannon, did you have one of the books?
that Shannon with her tits in the fucking 1800s.
That would happen to me. That I would finally get them redone and they'd cancel.
Yeah.
the rules have changed since the fucking Tea Party, Shannon.
Oh, damn it. But yeah, well,
they put
surgery.
Leeches on Shannon when she got her kids
done. Shannon's fucking. They fucking sewed them to the outside of her body when Shannon got them done.
That's why they healed so good.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Yeah, we're trying here. I tried to inspire Shannon to start her own OnlyFans page because of Karen Fian's success. And
fuck you. It's Lewis's fault. Guys are posting pictures from it on Reddit.
Well, now you open up a whole can of worms.
Suggested it. Well, I wasn't gonna, but then you brought it up.
Wait, what are we seeing?
Nothing.
Oh, come on.
Pull up the Reddit page with Karen's name.
No, it should be down.
Don't really.
It should be down. My guys went to work. I posted on the OnlyFans. I'm like, listen, no new content till those pictures come down.
Whoa. Hell yeah.
I bet they came down.
Yeah, I don't think they came down.
I bet they did.
One of them, they used my idea. They took a naked picture of Karen and they put it right next to her talking about Goonies. It was like, listen to Karen talk about Goonies naked.
Sounds like a great night.
It sounds fucking awesome.
It was awesome.
Hey, you guys.
I was so proud of our fan base.
Wait, let me get that content.
At least they were fucking creative.
They're still there. I'm not going to share.
They're still there, Shannon?
Yeah, on the
they on Legion of Skanks or ONA?
Legion of Skanks subreddit.
It's your fucking fault.
It's not my fault. Can I say something, Shannon?
Be fucking responsible. Own up to it.
I'm Shannon.
Karen?
He's mad at both of us. I'm in direct line. He's trying to get both of us, Shannon. You're a douchebag.
I got one eye on each of you.
It's just like a shitty thing to do.
That's not true, Karen.
Yes, it is. If you fucking go fucking show our shit for free when I have a bunch of idiots that are paying me every month.
Boom shakalaka!
But you put the post up, right? You showed your nudes?
Listen, for a price.
So
you would assume that there's a gentleman code in place, which there was,
Karen,
until you, because you're a scumbag,
Karen,
presented this concept to your fucking fans.
Sing it, sister.
Can you relax?
Now I'm upset.
Send me the link, Shan.
Mark, you can have it for free. I'll give you a
code. Two things. Number one, she's a fucking asshole because she literally said, and I quote, promote my OnlyFans on your show.
No, as a joke.
Twice she texted it to me.
If I'm
no
here.
Smiley face, no, no LOL.
I bet I can bring up those texts and prove you wrong. Probably
pull
a
them up.
Probably a winky face. Shut up. You know I'm joking. I'm like, plug my OnlyFans.
I thought you were doing
I'm
an impression
kidding.
Of your tits.
Okay. Yeah, hold on. Yep. Well. Really?
How many points is that, Lewis?
Yeah. Oh.
5 points for me.
5 points.
Two for Norman. One for Karen. One
what
for Zach.
What did I do?
What did Mark do?
I danced.
That's not. That's just. I'm giving a total count.
Okay.
The winner at the end of the show gets to Harrington's. Going to cough in their mouth. There
Ew.
We go.
Ew.
So no, Karen. So then I promoted your OnlyFans. Then she gets mad at me because
no,
people shared.
No, you didn't promote my OnlyFans. You said, why aren't you idiots ripping? Oh my God, I pit it out. Why aren't you guys posting her pictures for free?
No, I didn't say why. I
or
said,
you suggested.
Shannon, like, can you back me up here for a minute? Did I say why? Or did we have a conversation saying that there must be some sort of block on it because people don't share them?
That's not, there's no difference.
Yes, we were talking about there being a block that you couldn't
screenshot. That was simply, I was promoting your fucking OnlyFans.
Subconsciously,
okay?
Where would you take that? Obviously, you would take that and go, well, we're going to post them.
So secondly, the amount of people that saw your fucking rocking hot body, okay, because you look better naked than in clothes, facts, okay? So the amount of people that saw your rocking hot body that are now simply going to go and fucking sign up for your OnlyFans.
No.
It was a fucking preview. It's the same way we give out our first 15 episodes for free on Gas Digital, but you get the entire fucking archive.
But here's the
you
thing.
You get the
I
whole Karen Fan archives.
For your business model.
Which is a great way to describe Karen.
It would have been
perfect.
I forgot you guys used to fuck. This changes everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that?
Awful.
It was a good time.
I just think you should have...
Great
maybe
reviews.
Mentioned it to me. Like, I mean, what
I did. How do you think you knew it?
I didn't.
You're
no.
mad about
my
nothing.
My guys, no, no,
she's
no.
mad because
you
I made her
me?
Money. I
my,
made her money.
You didn't make me money. Barstool Sports made me money.
Barstool Sports
Barstool
are a bunch
Sports.
Of fucking losers.
It's a great fucking show. Barstool Breakfast. Shout out to those guys. They're fucking hilarious. Awesome.
Ooh.
Love them.
Gas Digital Brunch starting this weekend. Go.
With all men
new
again,
show.
You faggot.
New show.
Listen, I'm just saying, whatever. I don't care. It's not a big deal. But no, I'm not. You haven't. I haven't seen a flux because of your little stunt.
Yeah.
So no.
I'll flux you.
Yeah.
For like 8 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's probably longer
that's
than average.
Bad.
Look up the average.
That's yeah. not bad.
8 minutes is solid.
Yeah, but yeah. you don't understand. There's also a begging to be cuddled after that takes about 20, 25.
Me?
Wow.
I beg to be cuddled.
Me!
The rattlesnake gets a cuddle.
No, I have to run and get a towel.
It's more. It's
every
more
time.
Begging. It's like
for each of you
being held down. Hold me.
It's not true.
Damn.
She's literally lying.
He was really. His mom fucked him up good.
That is also true.
Yeah, and Aunt Emery.
Shannon, what's the average amount of time that a man makes love for?
Harrington and I have conflicting answers. Mm. Mine.
Harrington's
says,
like 1 minute.
Harrington's
virgin.
Harrington is such a virgin.
Those boils.
My study says the average time for each couple that they did this test on ranged from 33 seconds to 44 minutes.
Jesus.
So there's no clear normal
huge
time.
Huge range.
Here's Harrington.
Go ahead, Harrington. There is, by the way, there's an average. 44 minutes and 33. There's an average there.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That study is that study was done by Puerto Ricans in fucking in the park. That's a retarded ass study.
Yeah.
There is no average. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's you can get the mean very easily doing that, but this is saying the median time before orgasm, meaning the number that comes up.
The difference between median and mean right now. Who remembers? Karen does it best. She was on math club.
No, I wasn't.
You're a mathlete?
No, I was in speech and debate. He never listened to anything I said about myself.
She said so she was in extracurricular activity.
the
my
mean
club.
The mean, you just add them all up and then divide
that's
by the
an
number
average.
In
the
set.
Same word as average. Median is like the most clustered around one number.
Exactly. And the number of that, most men come in 6 minutes.
Hey, you beat it.
You
boom.
It.
How'd
you
that feel?
It.
How'd average. That feel? 25% more.
There you go.
33% more, actually.
Yeah, how about
yeah, but you probably
that was the mathlete.
I think you're coming in at 8, and you're taking breaks in between.
Yeah, got to get some water.
He's got a podcast.
Got to raise baby James.
Yeah, he has.
Dad, why are you sticky?
Real quick, a word from Blue Chew.
Speaking of Blue Chew, we should talk about this. I love Blue Chew. I don't leave home without it, which should be their slogan. I don't know if anybody's ever used that one before, but Blue Chew should start incorporating it into their thing because it is the number one fucking male performance enhancement drug in the fucking world. It is a chewable, tastes like candy, which I love, and it works twice as fast as some of their competitors. It's actually the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis. So you guys have heard of those drugs. You know they work, but this is a generic version that's substantially cheaper. Also, the best part of all is they cut out all of the middlemen, okay? So you don't actually have to go to the doctor and get a prescription. You do it right online. Well, how long does it take, Zach?
Oh, it's like 5-10 minutes.
5 minutes later, you got Blue Chew coming to you in the mail. An online physician prescribes it to you right there and then. And then it comes to you in your mailbox. Mark, have you ever used Blue Chew?
I love Blue Chew. I take it all the time just in case. And they're fun to chew, and I just pop it for the hell of it.
Yeah, dude.
Just in case you meet an encounter.
I gave them out last Halloween.
Oh, genius.
Yeah, the kids fucking loved it, dude.
They taste great. They fit right in your pocket. You get those individual packages. I love it.
It's beautiful. And I'll tell you right now, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a free trial of Blue Chew. All you got to do right now is go to bluechew.com, bluechew.com.
Now you plug my OnlyFans.
You can. You get your first order for free. You just pay $5 shipping. Blue Chew in your mailbox right now. Big hard cock in your mailbox. Who doesn't want a big hard cock in their mailbox? I know I do.
John Hamm. Feel like John Hamm for a day.
BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. All right. Let's get back into it. Yeah. So, Karen, you can't be mad at me about sharing it when.
All right. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Can I say, please?
No. Oh, boy.
Can I? Now people will go and also go subscribe to Karen's OnlyFans. You can see her naked. It's not even just nip slips, apparently. It's way more than I had.
It's not way more.
Clam?
I see a full nude photo.
There's a full nude, straight up,
but it's like,
lip.
Labia?
It's like you can't see like inner labia and
no.
stuff.
If she had an, if she had an iPhone 8, you'd be able to see the labia.
It's close clam. It's very close clam.
Close clam.
I could have a dick.
Oh, closed. All right.
That one I feel like is like tame, that one. That
is there more? There's more.
That's circulating.
There's more.
Gaping?
Listen, I'm working from home, okay?
Wow. Any from behind, like lip from behind? You can see a little lip from behind?
Shut up.
Love a lip from behind.
Love the lip from behind.
You guys are gross.
Do girls get worried about your butthole being so exposed? That would bother me as a dude.
Yeah, I think guys love my asshole. Like, I don't know why. I'm like kind of iffy about it. I'm like, it's fine.
Really?
But I've gotten nothing but like. Just a lot of wanting to get in there. People.
Well, I mean, if the hole's right there, obviously a guy wants to get in. But I'm just saying,
I'm very lucky. I'm pretty confident about my vagina. It's pretty symmetrical. It's pretty tight. It's like nothing really wild going on down there.
Thoughts, notes, comparisons. Reviews?
I will say that Karen's being accurate in her description of her vagina. It's symmetrical. Right. I will say, yeah, symmetrical.
All right.
I was born closed. Right.
What?
You were born with a closed vagina.
Correct.
Come again.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
It's called Vaginal Fusion.
Whoa, good band.
and
a good restaurant.
And restaurant.
Damn. I'd love to eat out.
You know what? Fuck it. He's on the board again.
What?
Wait, no. Hold on. Guess we'll stay. Guess we'll stay.
Guess we'll stay. Guess we'll stay. What's everybody doing points. To stay fit, Mark? Are you working out?
I do my in-house jail room kind of workouts.
Nice, same. No weights.
So black guy fucks him.
Yeah. Yeah. We get in the shower together. I say, no. And he says, shut up, fresh fish. And I bend over and that's it. Is it fresh fish? Is that the
fresh
term?
Fresh fish, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mark just goes to bed crying every night position.
Every night.
Yeah, yesterday I worked out a little bit.
That's why I brought this up. He fell off real hard. He's been eating. He gained. How much weight do you think?
I don't know. Oh, probably
you fluctuate.
Gained,
like,
he does. He acts like he's got in totally. He's going to have a heart attack. You act like you're in control with this pandemic, but your body and your eating habits.
One day you're fat. One day you're thin. One day. I mean, you're all over the road there, fatty.
But I fell off for like 4 days in a row, and I ate a Funfetti cake. I had Harrington make me a Funfetti cake.
Harrington, you're a party to this.
Harrington's fucking pretty. I got to give Harrington some credit, right? So I paid Harrington. Harrington's my task rabbit as well. So whenever I need things done, I just call Harrington, and then I look up the price on TaskRabbit, and then I undercut Harrington by 10%.
Nice.
So I always save money on this. It's a smart way to do it. And my friend Harrington, who needs the money, it's a fucking good deal.
And the app takes 20%, so everybody's winning.
Exactly. Everybody fucking... That's actually a great fucking point. Holy shit.
What?
He's on fire.
So if the app would be taking their percentage as well, so whereas I'm paying less, Harrington's, the TaskRabbit's making more.
Ah, helping the economy.
No middleman, baby boy.
There it is.
Cutting out. Harrington,
we could actually cut Blue Chew out if you just suck my dick before I fuck a chick.
I'm good.
He's good. So I'm definitely not doing that for $5 a month.
As I was leaving, I jokingly said to Harrington, I was like, dude, when I come back, I want a fun fetty cake. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to do it, boss. I'm going to do it.
That's
right. There's
bottom.
No way. There's no way he's going to have a fun fetty cake. I was like, with French vanilla ice.
Oh.
And this motherfucker, I came back, sure enough. There's fuck. I mean, the bed is in shambles. the bed's not put together when you get back at all. Okay. And he knocked the one bedpost through my fucking painting, my priceless Legion of Skanks painting that we had from the creek that nobody drew dicks and balls on. Nobody wrote Nazis on. Years it lived at the creek and it dodged every bullet.
No vandalization.
Harrington fucking puts a hole in it.
Oh, with your dick.
He fucked it.
He fucked James. Well,
he's mixing funfetti cake. He just didn't know what to do.
Right. Do you really think Harrington didn't fuck your cake?
Yeah.
Harrington, did you fuck my cake? No, he didn't.
Did you fuck my cake?
Funfetti is a good term for jizz.
Yeah.
Funfetti. I
mean, when does it become a cake? When it's batter or...
Oh, shit. Wow.
This is
truly disgusting. You know what?
Gross. Is it a cake when it goes in the oven or when it comes out?
Harrington, can you go grab me a hot teenage boy?
He can do it.
Shit.
Lewis will pay you.
I'm not shaving for the whole pandemic, by the way.
Yeah, I'm wondering like how like Harrington. People are going to come out. Like, you're going to have a full beard. Chicks are going to have full beards.
Sure.
Like, people are going to get ugly.
Full bush. Bush is big right now.
Oh, it's going to... Everybody's growing them in. Girls' eyelashes are going to fall off. Their fake tans are going to come off.
Right. We're going to see the real you.
It's going to come out.
Yeah. We'll
Shannon.
See. I think in a couple weeks we'll... The smoke will clear up. But it's just more about the implications of the bigger picture.
They're saying 18 months there.
We everything's gonna be closed for 18 months? No.
18 months?
That's what I watched the news
months?
This morning.
Businesses, they're gonna close business for 18 months.
The whole shutdown for 18
months.
Borders are already closed. Canada's off. You can't go into Canada now. They're probably gonna lock down the city, they're saying. So if you wanna get out now.
I don't know.
I'm just going off the news here, folks. Cuomo did a whole thing.
What time? Today?
I think they're saying Friday.
No, but when did he release all that information?
This was today.
Yeah.
I watched the news before I came in, so at about 6 a.m.
I listened to this one lady, and that's
when you say shut down the city. So when they say lockdown, or what was the term that he used?
That means you can go to the grocery store, pharmacy, shit like that, and if you're not going there, you get a ticket. And then San Francisco has already done this.
That's crazy. They can give
can't
you
take a walk.
They can give you a ticket for leaving. That's fucking
what
nuts.
If you have a dog?
Dog's probably cool, but you gotta shit and go right back.
Everybody has to should foster dogs right now.
Karen's like, oh no, it's a full moon.
No, that's
Baby Dick.
That's Baby James.
What do you think a crackhead's doing right now? Because you can't get your fix, or a heroin addict under a bridge. I mean, you
why
just gotta.
Not?
You
can get
drugs. Homeless people.
You get drugs.
I think they're
you
fine.
Think?
Yeah.
Drugs are fucking booming
they're,
right
yeah, they're
now.
I know, but you gotta get a
ever.
Shipment from Colombia or whatever the fuck.
No.
They'll figure it out. But they've been doing it under the radar anyway.
That's true.
It's just like
that's
people
true.
That are out in public, like. They've been doing it. They're
what
gonna...
happens to homeless people? Do they just go to jail?
They're the ones who I think are going to get like real zombie style and like get real aggressive and loot, maybe.
Ooh, looting. Let's get some looting going.
Plug this in, Shannon.
Please, or Harrington. Shannon, Harrington. Will you do me a favor? Hey, Shannon, I know, hey, it's a tough time right now, but will you plug this in for me?
And also give me a coffee,
isn't
bitch.
This business as usual for hobos? I mean, what's the difference?
Harrington.
I just feel like they might see more opportunity maybe to like prey on the fear of others.
Right.
And, you know, I would think mugging would go up. Be like, go run, cough on somebody, grab their shit. I don't know.
Yeah,
just...
good point. I saw a stabbing last night.
No.
7th Avenue. I didn't
saw
I didn't see the stabbing. I'm in a wine shop or a liquor store, and I'm talking to the old guy. You know, how's it going over here? He's like, oh, it's a little scary, whatever. And this guy runs in covered in blood, grabs a bottle of wine, and just runs out.
No.
And the old guy was like, oh, I should close this down. You know, it's just like an old white guy. And the cops pull up. Woo, 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 woo. You hear the glass break, and he goes after the guy with the knife, and they just run off into the night. I checked the Citizens app, which you can see like all the police blotter.
Yeah.
It said there's a stabbing at 5 guys. The guy had no weapon, so he grabbed the bottle of wine to stab the other guy, and they finally got popped.
So he was going to break the bottle and stab him with the shards of glass?
Yeah. He did.
What do you do
it.
If you're a cop? You're just like, I'm letting them go. I'm not getting their blood on me. Have fun.
There was tons of cops out. They were chasing the guy down.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy your night, sir.
Crazy.
You know what? I'm going to let you off for the morning.
Yeah.
What an odd series of events to go on in that guy's head. Like, I just got stabbed.
Yeah.
Liquor store. Wine bottle.
Need a weapon.
Yeah.
Thought pretty quick. I mean, covered in blood. Like, shirt. Yeah. Stab. He could be dead. I mean, you could probably bled out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'll never forget that guy's face, though.
Was he scared or was he badass?
He was kind of badass.
Hell yeah, dude.
He had long hair and a beard. And he was like,
White guy?
Might have been Hispanic.
Ooh.
You remember Sal from Sal's Comedy Hole?
Yeah.
He looked like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine
long hair.
Imagine somebody stabbed him. That would have been great.
Oh, that guy was terrifying.
Yeah.
Remember he beat up like 5 frat guys on the sidewalk once.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was angry, that guy.
I don't really know what... He just had... There was a darkness to him.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell there was some shit in that guy's past.
Totally. He was scary. And that room was dark. Everything was dark.
Everything sucked about that room.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
CB's was funny. You got that meal.
Yeah, CB's was fucking great, dude.
Yeah.
I had a good time at CB's.
That's the fight. That's the best fight I've ever seen.
Oh.
Wayne and Ray versus 3 enormous ghetto women.
Is that right?
Dude, little Ray grabbed the chick by the back of her wig. And as he pulled one, punched her in the stomach, it looked like one of those old videos of a guy getting hit with a cannonball.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you just hear, my weave! It was the best.
Wow. Little gay Ray.
He was like boxing women. It was
the best. And if you're that little and gay, it's almost even. You know, if you're a fat black chick.
These chicks were huge.
Huge.
Like my size women.
Wow. Did Wayne throw down?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
It was awesome.
Wow.
They didn't really give a shit. Wayne and Ray were a different type of comedy management team.
that's true.
The wild
that's my manager.
Yeah. They had great taste in comedy, like, because none of us had any credits or any fame or any name.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, Wayne, Big J, and, you know, like, Mike Lawrence was there.
Saint Germain,
Louis Katz.
Everybody, yeah. I mean, like, literally that... You know, Wayne, say what you want about
DeRosa.
Him. He's a fucking psycho, but it's like he had a really good taste in comedy. I sort of prided myself as well. Like when I was young, even before I started comedy, I was booking these guys. It was like Big J, Kurt, DeRosa,
right.
Vecchione, Bargatze.
Yes.
Fucking, I mean, those were like my dudes.
Yeah. Broadway, right?
No. It was, I ran a place called Dillon's. It was on
Dillon's.
54th. It was
like an Irish pub?
Yeah, it was like a black box theater in the back of an Irish pub. And it was Thursday, one show, Friday, Saturday, 2 shows each night, Sunday, one show. And it was like, I ran it like a club. I paid everybody club rates. It was, ran my own street team. That's where I sort of like really made my bones as a producer. That's when I started comedy. But yeah, dude, I mean, taste is so fucking important.
Right? Oh, yeah.
People don't talk about you. If you want to know how good a comic is, you don't got to listen to his act. Just ask him who he fucking likes.
Right.
Then there should be a formula. Then it's like, natural talent divided by years in times their fucking taste.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to tell you who the fuck they are, right?
That's good.
A comedian. Because you have to, if you don't have good taste, if you think shitty comedy sucks, no matter how talented you are, you're going to be fucking striving for shit.
Right.
Think about how many comics could be fucking great, but they just happen to have shit taste, right?
Interesting. Well, that's why the stand is good. They just book people they like, and they have good taste.
Yeah.
And they don't succumb to like, well, this person is kind of famous. And I feel like that's what kind of happened with Comedy Central. They're like, this person's famous. Put him on. Or this person's got heat. Or he's a YouTube star. And you're like, yeah, but he's not funny.
Yeah.
Don't get Ari started on booking his show with that whole thing.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like his storytelling show. Like the people... Comedy Central was like, put this guy on. He's big. He's on Instagram, whatever. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, but he's not a storyteller. He's never on
stage. NFL star.
Yeah.
Right.
What? And they're like, put him on.
Yeah.
But then he put on Joey Diaz and people like that who no one had heard of, and they were great.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, they should trust comics with that, right?
They should.
The beginning of that, I think it was the book I Killed.
Yeah.
Stories from the Road. I believe it's that book. Seinfeld wrote the foreword for the book.
Mm-hmm.
And in the foreword, he describes, or maybe it was even a different interview, I don't know, regardless, it's a Seinfeld quote, but he just talks about how, you spend 20 years developing an act. You know what I'm saying? You know, the ins and outs, you live it. I mean, it's very reactionary. You literally, every fucking audience gives you a little more bit of feedback on what to do with it and sort of how to develop your act, your voice, this whole thing, right? So when you back, especially back then, it was like being a comic, like it was sort of about like this entire bigger picture. Your personality sort of, could it be a movie or a sitcom or right, whatever it right. is, right? And it really takes time to hone that and figure out what it is. And then you finally get your big break after doing it for 20 years and you come into some network and then the producers are like, let me tell you how to do
this.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's like, well,
what do you know?
You don't know shit about me, my voice, my right. funny, how to connect with an audience. The only person to know that, and there's nobody in the world that could know it more than the comedian themselves. Sometimes they don't know how to articulate it or how to bring the best of it out of mm-hmm. themselves. That's why it's good to have a good producer or people to work with and collaborate with. But they really don't trust comedians.
They really don't.
To sort of...
And every time they let them do their thing, it's usually pretty good. Like Louis' show, he's like, I don't want no notes. That's my deal. I'll do it for $250,000 and I'll book it. I'll cast it. I'll direct it. I'll edit it. And they were like, all right. And it was like number one show, won all these awards. Larry David's show is just him. Like, let them fucking run. But then you put the notes in. It's really, these execs are just finance guys who have a suit on and they're like, well, now I work in Hollywood. They don't know anything.
Every time you talk to an agent, a manager, anytime you talk to somebody who works in the industry, you're like, this person's 28.
Yeah.
They have no clue. They didn't fight this fight. They weren't getting this type of data. They were the kid who brought the number two pencil every day.
Exactly.
That person's not talented or funny. Typically. No. That person, they're great. If you want to borrow a pencil from them, they're the fucking best person to borrow a pencil from. But that's what your fucking use is. It's to hold that pencil and hand it to me when I need to fucking write something incredible.
It's not creative.
Simply that.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
Not my agent just dropped me. Nope, yeah. This just in.
But they got to feel like they have a gig. You know?
My agent just wrote, go fuck yourself. Here's your pencil, you fucking loser.
Right, right.
All right. We got a little more time here.
Well, what do you guys do? An hour and a half?
We do.
Half, all right. Perfect.
Well, we were here on time. So ooh! I have to go.
So leave in 20 minutes then, Karen. Leave then.
She's got a gig.
You got to go do more
Why
porn
are you
things.
Being like that?
You're being like that.
I respected everyone's time when I was here at 11 after being pressed.
Blame Shannon.
Boy.
I'm hungry too.
I'm starving.
Can we get a pizza in here?
Yeah.
Can we order some pizza, Harrington?
No,
go
I'm
get a
joking.
Pizza.
I don't want a pizza.
Harrington, go get a pizza.
Harrington, go get us a pizza.
Call it in. I will gladly go pick up a pizza.
Yeah, it's just
I'm hungry and poor.
I can't have pizza, though. That's the problem. I got to have...
I'm off bread.
I'm back on the fucking... Good thing, because there's no bread at the supermarkets, right?
Sure, me, Zach, and Karen could finish a pizza.
I'm trying not to either.
God damn it, Zach.
I'm Karen, just working out every day, so I'm still eating.
Karen, how are you working out if you don't have your gym?
I'm doing online videos with my stripper teacher, Dottie Dynamo. She's fucking awesome. She does all the exercises with you. She's like,
shove 100 into your cunt. Pull it out.
She's really good.
Shake it off.
Blow a guy in the back.
There's a whole like face exercise section. Just work on your tongue thrust.
By the way,
squats
did you
over a Heineken bottle.
Shoot a ping pong ball out of your snatch. Did you see Hustlers?
I'm Dottie Dynamo. Welcome to my workout.
Shut
series.
Up! I don't like how you're portraying her.
Pull
she's
up Dottie
really
Dynamo.
Hot.
I bet she's gross.
She's a smoke show. That's you're it. Crazy.
You know her personally?
Yes, she's my
I'm
friend.
I'm sorry.
You're obnoxious.
You and Nicole Schriebers and fucking Dottie Dynamo go start a podcast together. We guys cry and do Kegels.
Listen, I'm just trying.
You, sick of your shit.
You don't think a lot of people are going to eat themselves to death during this time? Because they fucking are. They're going to eat themselves right into their couches.
Yeah, baby. That's how Americans do it. We eat shit and we stream Netflix.
But anyway, it's fucking, it's like she's not annoying. Like, I don't like these yippy blondes that are like, man, 7 and 9. I'm like, I don't want that body. Like, you look weird.
You want a Dottie Dynamo. Can I see Dottie Dynamo?
Yeah, Dottie Dynamo's hot.
Oh, okay. Chrissy Mayer, huh?
Here we go.
She's got a Chrissy Mayer vibe. Yeah, she's just fucking hot.
Let's see, get more. Let me get some more photos.
She has like, she's like a real body too. And she's
okay,
like,
okay, let's see.
You know? She has a chill personality. She says like fucking a lot. When you're being instructed, I know you like to listen to like gay slick haired dudes.
There we go. She has a butt like Zach. I like it.
She's thick. Thick, yeah.
She's thick. She's in shape. That's a hot body type to me.
I like it.
All right, look, I'd smash. Obviously,
she's fucking hot. She's crazy hot.
All right.
So anyway. Everybody's doing her workout videos. She's doing a new one every day, which is great. I have ADD. I hate doing the same thing every day. She's doing a different...
No, you have AIDS.
Whatever. If I got it, you got it, stupid. So she does the same... she has different exercises every day. And there's a great morning mobility thing she does that just kind of like gets you into your body. And like, because...
Karen, why don't you do, on your OnlyFans, you do a new workout every day.
I'm not posting until the pictures come down.
Why don't you reach out to the Legion of Skanks subreddit?
Why don't you reach out to my dick? I'm not reaching out to anybody.
And ask them to pull down the posts because
I don't care. I don't care. I'm still coasting. I'm still getting new subscribers. I don't think you realize how stupid your gender is. I'm not doing any. I don't have to do any work. These guys are going and reporting it for me, which is nice. They're saying it's been reported. Yeah, I'm not doing any of the legwork.
You're not understanding.
I don't care.
Then tell the guys to go to the administrators of the Legion Skank subreddit because those are the ones who have to take it down.
Aren't I talking to the administrator of the Legion Skank subreddit?
I don't do anything like that.
Bullshit.
I don't.
It's all under like a secret code.
Do we have, is there anybody on staff that's what do they call them?
Is Bobby Hutch?
We're not an administrator.
Hutch probably did it. Listen, Hutch, I'll give you some news on the low. I didn't know you were that hard up.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Just an admin.
Admin. Yeah, admin. That's what I was saying.
Administrator and admin are the same thing. Yep. Am I losing my mind? What the fuck is happening?
No idea.
I'm done with this topic.
I think you guys got too high. We're all off the road. We're not being entertaining at all. This is a pod. People are listening.
This is so entertaining. Trust me.
Is it? Mark, you guys are bickering, and he hasn't said a word.
Mark,
this is what road gigs are like, too, by the way.
You don't know what good podcasts
are. I guess not. This is I like jokes and
good. Sing it up, Mark.
Well, we got to have some chatter.
All right, fine.
Get your zing out of the blue.
Well, Lewis is raw. He's very raw in these times.
Very raw.
Oh, yeah. Hit that raw.
Raw dog.
All right, speaking of the first dog to test positive.
Oh, we got an animal.
Has died. The first dog to test positive for coronavirus has died in Hong Kong.
Well, that dog deserves to die.
They threw it directly into a walk.
I know.
You're going to go for your walk today.
They took it for a walk. Mark, if you don't tweet it, that's retarded.
I'll tweet it later.
Five points for Mark.
Fuck it. Give him. You know what? Hold on.
See, this is what a pod's all about.
Two points on the board right there. So he's up to six.
That's 5 points.
More than Kobe's got.
This is a long walk home.
Take one of Karen's points away.
He just redid the joke.
What reason was that?
I made it longer.
That's usually what jokes need.
I was extending. Yeah.
You know what? That joke needs to be longer.
I was extending it.
More setup.
Yep.
So yeah, the first dog that died. So that's where you'll start to really pull at people's heartstrings.
Interesting.
And the dog recovered.
Like what?
They gave the dog back to its parents after it tested negative finally.
They gave it on a dish.
And then it died afterwards.
That's rough.
Yeah! Hell yeah! I love it.
It's not bad. Yeah, so that's where people start to get very, very upset. Karen, are you freaking out? Now you're freaking out.
Impossible. Shannon fucking loved it. Okay?
Jesus Christ.
Shannon, that didn't laugh that hard the whole time.
If it's not competitive, I mean, it's not going to be a good show. So
yeah.
Give her a point. It's like the roast battles. But all right, I guess we'll give her that round.
Yeah. Shut up, Lewis.
What?
Fat fuck.
Wow, so the dog is dead or not dead? I'm confused.
The dog is dead. It recovered from the virus, so they returned him to his owner. And then shortly after he died.
Oh, separate. What did it get? Like hit by a car?
No, it was already 17 years old. I think it.
Come on, dude.
At that point, you just shoot it. I mean, that's absurd. Who cares?
That's natural causes.
Yeah.
17-year-old dog. I mean,
they should never live that long.
Do dogs normally just like leave and die in the woods?
Do people think dogs want to shit and piss inside? Do you think that's a quality of life?
That's what my dog's doing now. Sport.
Put
He's starting to pee inside.
Put him to sleep.
But that's elderly. It's the same with people. Elderly dog,
sleep.
Elderly person, they die.
They have diapers for dogs, though.
Ah.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's embarrassing.
That's humiliating for the owner and the dog.
Yeah, that just says, yeah.
You know who it's great for? Werewolves.
True.
They do love a nice shit diaper.
That's true.
Guys, I'm going to keep on calling this joke back.
And, Teen Wolf. That's the sequel. Diapers.
Oh, that's...
There we go.
I'm sorry. You put anything on a schnauzer, I'm going to think it's cute, though.
That's true.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I can love a schnauzer.
Just let it shit and then throw it away. What's the point of the diaper?
Oh, that's cuter.
The diaper's for, I think... Well, actually, those are for to keep dogs from marking... Too.
Yeah, that is a puppy too. That's not like a fucking.
Yeah, that's sort of like to keep dogs from peeing when they go to pee on your house.
That's an old dog diaper, right? Look at that old fucking dog.
It's got
right there.
Suspenders.
It's like a grandpa.
I think you're supposed to just hit a dog when it pisses in your house because this isn't going to curb that behavior. This is just going to be like, I can piss in here once I get this diaper off.
People and dogs are getting softer. These used to be wolves. Right. Now they got a fucking diaper on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why I think it'd be animal.
Well, in the wolf world, if a dog starts pissing and shitting, the other wolves will just kill it. That fucking done
exactly.
Yeah, they don't want any weak wolves in the pack. You know what I'm saying? So Karen's right. You just kill your dog at that point. That's what they would do. And like in the, up until like the 60s, like your dog starts pissing, your dad takes it out back and kills it.
That's Old Yeller. That's all Old Yeller.
They take him to put him to sleep.
No, they kill it in the 60s, dude.
All right, maybe in the 60s
they fucking curb stomp that dog.
In certain neighborhoods,
curb, Fido.
In certain neighborhoods, and they stopped winning. Sure,
yeah, exactly.
But most families, I think there was veterinary medicine that they put them to sleep.
You think what, Shannon?
I'm sorry. Do you still want your aunt to call in? Your sister just texted me back.
No, we don't want an aunt.
Mark's right. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, no,
it's
forget
like,
it.
It's like when you hear any family member phone call ever. Yeah. Nah.
No,
just,
thank you.
I was
no,
just
thank
checking
you.
If she was alive.
We're saying uncle.
Yeah.
She's okay. My aunt's okay.
Call her. You should call her later.
I should call her later. Yeah. But now I can't visit her, so I have a little bit of time left in this earth with my aunt, who's has hypertension and diabetes, right? So now I can't spend time with her, and that sucks, you know?
Yeah.
For what?
Have you seen her since Jamaica?
No, fuck no.
So maybe that's perfect. That's
my
the
last
perfect memory.
My Wait, last memory
was
with her.
In Jamaica with you.
I brought her to Jamaica.
Whoa, good nephew.
We did a whole family vacation.
What?
Yeah, everybody.
Well, wait, she's Puerto Rican, so she's like 19.
No, white side.
She's
mom's
Italian.
White.
Your mom's a fucking cracker.
82 years old. You know my mom was white? That's my Anna Maria. Look.
So you're only a half snake.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
What?
Yeah. His dad is like so. Have you seen pictures of his dad, though? He is like the most Puerto Rican person.
He looks like
Wow.
Yeah. But with a bigger nose.
I didn't know you were a half honk.
Yeah, my dad had like a straight up flat black guy nose. He's a straight up African.
You're lucky you didn't get that.
Yeah. Well, I have very blackish qualities. If you just
his big lips, that big nose, his dick's black.
Really?
That's from overuse.
It's like an elbow.
It's black and blue.
His mom did that for sure.
It's ashy.
Doesn't work.
There we go. We need. I can't just keep on in the same guess.
I need my own jingle.
Fire! There we go.
Thank you.
Would you just yelled at yourself?
I have other ones too. I have a lot of things here. A lot of different.
Doing the same thing.
These are cool shades.
No, you know, I was like, when you took them off, I was like, oh, he was wearing mine the whole time.
Yeah, you got it now.
I know, I got it. They look good on you.
Not
Thanks.
Bad, Mark. Not bad. So. Have you guys
goodbye to our parents? How do we do that? How do we say bye?
Some by my parents' neighborhood just got it.
Yeah.
So that's scary.
See, my dad's still working. My dad does not give a fuck.
What does he do?
He works on the ferries that go back and forth from Nantucket to Cape Cod.
What?
Yeah, he's wild.
That's a good gig.
He's wild. He's like a bartender.
He works on a ferry between Nantucket and Cape Cod. I didn't know that's what he did.
Yeah, that's his really like funny. Retiree job.
It's like, it looks like a logo for Jelly. Like it's just like him on a boat.
Right. That's a good, like you get some sea air, you're out there.
Oh, he loves
that's
it.
Nice. That's
he
healthy.
Loves it. He
some sun.
Talks to people. He likes.
Well, that's the other part is like you want to tell people like, all right, well, fucking be healthy, right? So, all right, so this pandemic is killing a certain sect of people, obviously old people and people that are unhealthy. One of the best things you could probably do just in life is to, you know, eat right and exercise and be healthy. But now you can't even sort of say that because people are like, you're fat shaming people. You're like, well, no. I'm just saying, like with my son, they shut down his jiu-jitsu class, his school shut down, everything's. I have to keep his body and mind healthy.
Yeah.
That sounded very
so we're all thinking about your son's body.
Yeah, we are.
You have to, though. Like, if you don't use it, you lose it. It's true. People are going to, and you're just going to get depressed. Like,
yeah.
I, like, it lifts that whole sense of dread. Even if it's fake, even if it's just, like, fake totally. Adrenaline rush, at least it lasts for, like, a couple hours or whatever.
Yeah, get out. That's why we're here. We got to do stuff. We got to pretend like we're normal.
A couple things I need. Okay, number one, I have a pretty robust fan base. Okay, number one. If you're in New York and you have a gym in your building, shoot me an email, realsofficial@gmail.com.
Good call.
Don't let him in. He will steal.
I need dumbbells.
They call
him
the Puerto Rican Gilbert Godfrey.
Where do the yoga mats go?
At least 75-pound dumbbells. Watch him.
Call Justin. I think Justin has access to a gym.
Oh, no.
Silver.
He said it yesterday.
Long as he promises not to make any more videos of Harrington, that was disgusting.
What happened?
I was gonna vomit in my face.
Oh, did Harrington train with Justin?
No, he's like shaving his back with like a vacuum. With like, it looks like a... I don't know what
pull
that
it up.
Tool.
Welcome. This is my invention, the Dog Shaver 3000.
We have to watch some Jessica Alba after this to cleanse our palate.
What is this? Manscaping?
Oh, this is so good.
Justin has a hot body, but...
He's got the lines.
Can I tell you my problem?
It's the same filter as the girl that was crying.
That's disgusting.
He looks like a midget Wolverine. He's got the
angel wing. Now, if Nicole Amy Schreiber was crying because of this video, it would make sense.
Yeah,
this video is the most offensive thing I've ever seen. Is that hair?
You got crazy back.
Harrington, that's disgusting.
That
dude.
Is not normal.
You could donate that hair to cancer people.
What? That pattern. Could you just never reach there, Harrington?
Yeah, I clearly need a manscaper.
Also, why did you get tattoos in the places where you can't clean them? Just the two places you can't reach to clean?
No, I could reach.
Also, what are those tattoos?
They're terrible.
Yes.
No, we know. I asked what they are. And look at those breasts.
Look at it, but Harrington feels like he's getting in shape. I could tell by the way he's standing.
Pause it.
That.
Now we can see your back knee better.
Go back up. Ew.
Does your shoulder say profit?
Yeah.
That's what Lewis is doing off him.
Task rabbit.
Let's see. And what is the other one? Is that a pentagram and Jesus and the devil?
That looks like a doctor's signature. On the right side.
Yeah, he just signed off on it. Never going to make
it. Is your doctor Jim?
Like,
your doctor signs with a star?
He's
what?
Jewish. Expired.
What is that, Harrington? What is your tattoo on the right-hand side?
It's a Mustang, a bull, and a star.
Oh,
a Mustang, a bull, and a star?
Save come James? And get it, faggots.
What is that?
That's the gayest tattoo I've ever heard.
It's pretty gay. It's the symbols for the first three rehabs.
Are you gay,
Harrington? Hold on.
Three rehabs.
Yeah. I've been to 5 rehabs.
What?
What are the other symbols?
Don't promote those.
Yeah, right?
Wait, what do you mean?
They're not very effective.
Because I was going to say, you're a drug addict. I've done many drugs with you.
Dude, you should be one rehab and done. That should be the law.
No, I mean, I haven't had a drink since 2007. So
That's better than me.
He's talking about water either.
That's better than me. I don't know. Something was watering those plants growing out of his back. Jesus. I've never seen that.
Quite a few whiteheads back there.
That was truly disgusting. Here's the problem with Justin. Justin, so being hot just inherently isn't funny, right? And that's fine. Because like Mark Norman, people don't realize this. Mark Norman's got a hot body. But Mark Norman knows that there's nothing funny about having a hot body. So he's not regularly looking to put himself in sketches with no shirt on.
No, thank you.
So that's Justin. Justin will be like, here's what happened.
Infected.
Oh, boy.
We're at the comedy store, and Bert Kreischer comes out to do a special guest spot, and he takes his shirt off.
Bert? Justin's
hosting. So Justin's about to go on. And he's like, dude, wouldn't it be funny if I also took my shirt off and went out? And I was like, Justin, no, it's not funny.
Hot body.
You're doing it anyway.
You wanted to show your fucking hot body. Bert's funny because he's fat. That's what's funny about it.
Yeah.
And then, so he was like, no, I know. I was just kidding. And he wasn't kidding. And he was going to do it. But then I shamed him into keeping his shirt on.
People love that show that Justin's on, though.
Good for you.
What show?
He's on that show.
Dogs in the City?
I haven't watched
true.
It, but people
High
like
fidelity.
It. Yeah. People like
he's
it.
On that?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. I think he makes out with like Zoe Kravitz, right?
What?
So,
all right.
Make fun of him all you want.
It's not Lenny. Way more impressive if you make it with Lenny Kravitz.
That's true.
Kidding me? See his dick, dude? See
Lenny Kravitz? Dude, when his dick fell out of his pants?
Wow.
And a decent rump.
Dude, if I was Lenny Kravitz, all of my pants would be breakaway dick pants.
Yeah.
So anytime I fucking open my legs, my dick would just flop out.
And he's half Jew.
Same material as Hulk Hogan shirts. That's what I would make my pants out of.
Yeah.
Pull up Lenny Kravitz's cock.
Oh, look at Silver.
Or pull up Justin, who is boy size as this girl sits on a table. Look how large she is compared to him.
No, he's standing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, look at her.
They had to
shoot it like that.
Poor Justin. She's on one phone book.
Poor Justin. Yeah, I think I can make eye contact directly with Justin.
Yeah.
Wait, where's the dog?
Look.
Yeah, where's the dog?
Look at it.
Oh, that's not that big.
It's decent.
Is that real?
It's a flaccid dick.
I guess for flaccid. No balls, though, huh?
I gotta go my way. Hell yeah.
How you going, my gay? What's the white blotch on top?
That never healed.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like a barnacle.
That's his Jewish port. Just that little white dot right there.
No John Hamm, though. I feel like John Hamm was bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, John Hamm, it looks like he's going to hit him in the knee when he has sweatpants on.
Yeah, baby.
Idris Elba, too, right?
Yeah.
Who?
I think it's an Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Well, he's a large Afro-Americane, so he's going to be giant.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I love when I wear, I'll wear gray sweatpants and I'll have like a semi-hard dick and I'm like, dude, this is fucking awesome.
Oh, wow, that's a Coke can.
Look at that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Damn!
Ham bone.
They say Liam Neeson, too.
Ham hock. Yeah, I've heard that.
Janice Dickinson in her book said that Liam Neeson's cock was the size of an Evian bottle. Like the tall Evian bottle.
Wow, I need that for hoarding.
Yeah.
Dickinson's good writers.
Dick.
Dickinson?
Who else? Oh, son. Huey Lewis. Jesus.
Yeah
that's crazy.
Come on.
No, that's not his.
His
that's
dick
not...
actually contracted coronavirus and
that's
gave it to him.
That's something in his pocket.
Look at that on the left one.
Yeah.
That's a nightstick or
why
a mag light.
Why would he have an inner thigh pocket, Karen?
For his drugs.
What
back.
Is the point of having an inner thigh
he's
pocket
got
the,
he's
where
got
he.
Got like a canister.
He's got a halfie at
he
least.
He carries a half a baseball bat.
Oh, it's making me very horny.
Does that make you horny? A bit?
Yeah.
No. Shut up, Karen.
A big
Karen fucking... talks all that shit. Karen's little fucking tiny puss. Ew, ow. Ooh, ee.
You wish.
Ooh, you're hurting me.
Shut
you're
up.
You're hurting my little tiny pussy.
Dottie Dynamo also does acting classes.
I know.
Pull up
you
Huey Lewis.
Wish.
Huey Lewis is apparently back in heat.
Hold on. Zach got me. Two points on the board for Zach and Mika.
Pew, pew.
Evian bottle.
I just spilled coffee all over myself as I took a sip of it.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. I think we covered everything.
Karen, go.
See, that's what's great about this show, though. We hit Alba and Dicks.
Yep.
A lot of range.
Of course.
Equality.
See, we don't give a fuck.
Diversify.
This is one of the best shows in the world.
I'm not saying I didn't have a great time. I
so
feel
just
like
go.
I'm...
You can go. We can finish in 7 minutes without you, Karen.
I didn't know you. I didn't. Did you know we were going 7 minutes more?
We do an hour and a half show. There's a clock.
Up.
There's a timer.
Thank
you.
What do you
Harrington.
Got here, Harry?
Thank you, Harrington.
Let's see that back.
We're doing Believe You Me right after this, right, Harrington? Okay. Like a half an hour. Sweet.
That's the Bisbing?
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, oh,
on
yeah.
YouTube. That one's...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That one fucking kills it.
Kills it. People love UFC. What do you think about Ferguson? Come on, Khabib.
What if it's going to happen now?
Ah.
Now we don't know if it's going to happen. Now they're fucking putting the kibosh on all sports.
But you don't need an audience for UFC.
I know. That's a beautiful part.
Yeah, but isn't UFC such a big production that that's more than the 50 people... Just the crew?
Ah, good point.
Well, they did it. They just shot one with, it had to be less than 100 people in the building, but it's like, it just depends on how far it goes, right? So how much does the government shut things down? So if they say that you can, it's mandatory businesses only open, right? So let's say that's a thing we do across the board. Well, no, it's not mandatory to come in and fight. Right now, the Nevada State Athletic Commission won't give licenses to fight.
Ah.
Even if you get tested and everything. So it's a big question whether or not they're going to like destroy complete industries.
It's going to be like prohibition times. Everybody's going to do everything illegally. It's gonna
right.
be speakeasy.
But they want us to be like listening to the government in our house when they want us to be in their house, giving us what you know, specific amounts of money. They're in control of everything. It's all just fucking crazy. I don't want to live in that world. I don't care how many people fucking die. I don't want to live in that world.
Yeah.
I don't want to give up.
Imagine being the beat cop that's put that on that task of telling people to go home.
Bummer.
Be like, why? What's your name? I don't want to go home. What are you doing? Do you want
to
hang
out? You get a ticket. Do you have to pay the ticket? Is
how
anyone
much
really
is the
checking
ticket?
In on that?
I'm going to show up for court?
Yeah. You're going to charge me to not... I mean, get out of here.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. So that's where I think there should be a little bit more resistance and people that are like, Lewis, you're an idiot. You know, that's dangerous. Like, no. this other language is more dangerous. Giving up our rights, fighting for that other side, fighting for fucking the government to come in and declare martial law and take away all of our rights, that seems way more dangerous than this epidemic or this pandemic.
Sure.
It seems way more dangerous, and it seems like there's way more downside than, unfortunately, some people passing away. People do pass away. There are major things that kill people. We can save more lives by simply convincing people to eat right and be healthy and to exercise every day. If we educated people, we would save way more lives than are ever going to die from coronavirus. If we just said, hey, we're going to just do that. Like, how about this? Mandate people to fucking go for a jog every day, right?
Yeah, I love it.
You know,
I
don't really believe that. But if you're worried about mandating, making things to save people's lives, we know for a fact that being obese and heart disease are responsible for 20% of the deaths in this country, right? So if that is that you really give a fuck about people, why isn't that sort of like...
Because shaming has beaten... health.
It's psychotic.
It's psychotic.
It's
it really
psychotic,
is.
Psychotic, okay? And I think it's a dangerous thing. And I know I'm an idiot and I don't know much, but my problem is everyone else acts like they're fucking smart and everyone else acts like they're right and they know everything. Look, I don't know shit, right? I just know that this doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel comfortable. It doesn't feel like this isn't the
This is new, too. This is a first-timer. I mean, even I asked my mom, who's 72, and she's like, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And that's fucking scary. She saw Nixon and Kennedy and Martin Luther King get shot and Reaganomics and all this bullshit. 9/11, never seen this.
Yeah.
That's a little freaky when you have no elder to turn to. And there's no books on this except for sci-fi shit.
Yeah.
What was the last one? Like, it was Spanish flu. Was the one that like was
I guess swine flu, but I guess
I think Spanish flu was the one that like took a lot of people out.
Right. Well, when was that?
1918.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
But it was also a different time. We didn't have the same type of medical advances. We didn't have the same type of technology, information.
Sure.
I mean, I think sharing information, it's the way you share the information. I think you could have convinced businesses. You could say, hey, you know what? For the time being, you have to separate tables for a certain amount. We have to get capacity. I think the 50% capacity was probably a good idea because it enabled people to still, you know, be creative and to figure it out and sort of adjust. Complete shutdown, in my opinion, does more harm than good. Let's wrap this one because I don't want to go into circles right now. I want to thank our amazing guests, Mark Norman, Karen Feehan, for joining the show.
How Mark did that?
Mark Norm on Twitter, Kay Freehams on Twitter, Ed Zach is not funny at Louis Shea Gomez. We're going to keep on chugging away here, baby boys. We got Saturday nights, we're going to start playing comedy albums. Mark, if you got an album if you want, we're going to start just doing, because we can't do any stand-up, but just streaming them for free on the website, just to fucking have people come and chat and support comedy.
Yeah, I got two.
Yeah, I figured. So we're going to start doing some albums this Saturday night. Myself and Dave Smith, we're streaming our debut albums.
Love it.
And then probably maybe even we'll do Friday, Saturdays. We'll figure out a couple days, because a lot of comics actually have been wanting to do it. So yeah, you will be able to consume more content. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, check out all the pods, and we'll be back on Friday with, hold on, I remember the guests. It is Abby Rosenquist and Tom Cassidy. All right, peace.
C'est la vie. Adios, good riddance, fuck you.
That's all, folks.